producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Monday morning, that doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing. It's a Monday morning. It's beautiful weather out, and I've heard, a little birdie told me, that the weather this week is going to be a phenomenal. I am your host of What's On Your Mind for this first hour. Anyway, Leon Francis. I normally host the 2 to 5 show, the Common Sense Club, but I'm here this morning, coffee in hand, bringing you the first hour of What's On Your Mind. And that's a question that I really, really want to know. There's a lot going on in North Dakota. There's a lot going on in the nation. So I want to know what's on top of your mind this morning. 855-217-76, extension 2 to get you live on air. Now, as always, on Monday, we have the Speakeasy Back to the 80s Trivia. So stay tuned for that. Get your 80s trivia hat on and get some certificates, some gift certificates for Speakeasy. Back to the 80s night simply means that the menu items, select menu items at Speakeasy will be reverted back to 80s prices. And I love the 80s because, you know, your buck went a little bit further back then. So it's all good, especially when we're talking about food and money. Two of my most favorite things in the world. And there you go. Good food, good money. And we're going to have that trivia, 80s music. So if you have a pretty good 80s music acumen, you might want to, you know, stick close to the phone and pick up some gift certificates from Speakeasy. Now, 8:20, we're going to have Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum, the Golden Girls, to give us political views from news stories from the left and from the right, to get both sides of the issue. Because you know where I stand on a lot of issues, so we want to get an unbiased look at some national issues. I mean, there are a lot of things going on now, not just nationally, but internationally. The Israeli-Hamas dust-up is still going strong. I mean, they've had, I think, 5 ceasefires, and according to the folks that are over there, you know, they have a ceasefire, and the Israelis will cease while Hamas basically fires. So I want to get the Golden Girls take on that. Also, I don't know if you're aware of this story. It's been a really hot story this weekend, and something I want to discuss with the Golden Girls. Did you hear about the custom and border agents up there in Canada? Well, they're American border agents holding Boy Scouts at gunpoint. Boy Scouts. The Boy Scout troop. We're going to dig into that story in this hour. And I want to ask the Golden Girls, you know, what's their opinion? I mean, common sense when it comes to things like this should reign. It shouldn't be a, you know, jackbooted, one-size-fits-all approach to border security. And there's a bit of a oxymoron here, because we look at the northern border and we see this story about, because this happened on the northern border, where these this Boy Scout troop was basically harassed, held at gunpoint, one of the kids, and these are kids, was told that taking a photo of a federal facility is a federal crime. It's a felony. That's what they told these guys. Think about that. I want to I want to get someone's opinion on that. Are you kidding me? We got like 60,000 folks pouring over the southern border, and you got a Boy Scout troop on the northern border, and they are actually detained, and they have all their stuff going through and told that they committed a felony. And I mean, it's crazy. It's just nuts. Todd Stearns, he's got an excellent piece, you know, over there at, I think it's at, it's a Fox News, opinion. He's got an excellent piece, Todd's American Dispatch. You go there. Troop leader custom and border agents held by Boy Scouts at gunpoint. Check it out. And then, you know, give me your opinion on it. 855-217-76 extension 2. Get you live on air and you can get your opinion out to the folks. So 820, Ellen Ratner, Blanquita Cullum, Golden Girls, discussing news from the left and the right. 8:30, as always, Speakeasy, Back to the 80s, Trivia. So we're going to have some music, a little music. I'm going to do a little chair dancing, and you're going to guess that tune. And if you get it right, you get some Speakeasy gift certificates for some really awesome food. I mean, they have good food there. They have a happy hour that is awesome. and especially if you like that ambiance Speakeasy, it is nothing in this area that beats the Speakeasy restaurant over there in Moorhead. I'm also want to, and Scott will be in at the very end of this hour, in the last segment, and he's going to set up, you know, the rest of what's on your mind. So, a couple of things that are on my mind this morning. One is that the Boy Scouts up there on the northern border. But there's a host of other things that are going on. I mean, so we're going to ask Blanquita and Ellen about the Israeli-Hamas dust-up, and I really want to get their take on the troop leader, his version of events, because the border and customs agents, they're not being forthcoming, but I want to know. I just want to get their opinion. And here in the North Dakota news that, you know, last week on Friday, I brought, and I've been trying to bring you the facts on this story for a very long time, ever since it first came, was a blip on my radar. The Churches United, homeless shelter, homeless apartment that are going up over there in Moorhead. Now, we know that there's been this huge debate over that, and I've done shows on them. Chris Berg has 630 Point of View, and I was on that roundtable discussion, and in my humble opinion, all of the media spin around it has been to demonize the residents there. And then there's a new piece that I want to talk about in the forum. Robin Huebner has a report on, you know, the folks that are against this or have these concerns about this Churches United complex going up. They've been largely demonized in the media. I mean, it's nuts the way they are. And on Friday, I had a guy in here that he wrote a forum piece, an editorial, basically citing the Wilder report and basically saying that those residents, their concerns, they're valid. And I've always said that. They have some really valid concerns, and it's really a shame that they've been so demonized in the media. You wouldn't believe it. I mean, if you were listening to the media for the past couple of weeks and anything surrounding this Churches United proposal, you think that there are a bunch of, you know, prejudice, bigots that live in that community, and it's not. According to the Wilder report, all of their concerns are valid, but you don't hear that from the other side. There's also a national story about the North Dakota ag race, and I'm reading over that story, it may just be me. I mean, and maybe you want to go to the InForum. It's a Reuters story, but it's in InForum today. It just seems a little slanted. To me, it seems like they are casting Taylor in this, you know, holistic light, who is, you know, all about Mother Gaia and saving the planet and that sort of thing. And Doug Goring is like the evil oil guy. You know, that's to me, that's the tenor. That's the tenor of this piece as I am reading it. So if you haven't read it, you go to the N-Forum, and North Dakota Ag Commissioner Race, all about oil, and this is a Reuters piece in the forum, and tell me what you think. Tell me if there's a little bit of bias there that you're picking up on, because that's how it seems to me. I don't know. We'll discuss it on the other side of the break, but when we come back, we have Ellen Ratner, Blanquita Cullum, with the news of the day from the left and the right. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus there's more, a 2 year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana, too, for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We are back. We are back. This is What's on Your Mind. I am your host, Leon Francis, and it is a beautiful, beautiful 61 degrees in sunny Southside Fargo. And then now we go to our daily segment with Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum, and we're going to just talk about a couple of the headlines, and I want to get their point of view. So welcome to What's on Your Mind, Ellen and Blanquita.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
There? It's nice and cool.
Oh, it is. It's very nice, sunny but cool. And I'm a Southern boy, so I will take this weather over a hot Louisiana summer any day. I'm loving it. So
exactly.
Right off the bat, I just want to ask Ellen, what's going on over there in Israel? The Israelis say, you know, there's been 5 ceasefires, and every one of them has been broken by Hamas. Just want to kind of get your take on that.
Well, Hamas claims Israel is breaking them, too. The issue is very, very simple. I mean, it's a complex issue. It's not going to get resolved. But the issue is very simple. Hamas has got to recognize Israel's right to exist, and they have to get rid of the tunnels. And then, in my view, Israel has to get rid of the settlements. And that's about the only way you're going to get peace, and it's not going to happen.
Okay. Hey, Blanquita, what's your point of view?
Well, I think Israel has a right to be there. I mean, the history is complex. You know, going back to the, you know, a lot of people say that if you translated the word when it was originated, the word Palestinian was really the translated to mean a Jewish state. So a lot of people will argue that. And frankly, the problem is, as Ellen pointed out, it ain't going to happen because neither side's going to give. One side's going to say they are not complying. Every time we have a ceasefire, we discover more tunnels. The other side says, well, even if we do stop the ceasefire, we want the land. So it's just not going to happen.
Well, so if you were to say, and I'm not trying to be, you know, belligerent here, but if you were to say which side was more culpable in this whole thing, which one would you pick, Blanquita?
Well, I got to say, I'm not a fan of Hamas. I'm not a fan of Hamas. I'm not a fan of Hezbollah. And I think that they're making it absolutely, impossible to have any kind of coexistence. And it is a very small area. Ellen and I have both been there many times. And, it bothers me that Hamas is just so brutal. They are very brutal. And frankly, they're getting a lot more sympathy out in the streets than the Israelis, which shocks me.
Yeah, and I think, and I mean, it's shocking to me too, also. What do you think that the world community can do, realistically? I mean, because it doesn't seem to me that, you know, that they're going to come to terms on their own. What can the world community do, Ellen, to rectify, you know, what's going on over there? Should there be a different Palestinian state, maybe somewhere else? Or, because I don't see Israel picking up and moving. I just don't see that happening.
Well, the Palestinians aren't going to pick up and move either, nor should they. But they should. The Israelis should get rid of the settlements, and the Palestinians need to understand Israel's right to exist. And frankly, and I know this is an unpopular view, Israel has got to pay reparations for the people that were kicked out in 1948 and 47.
See, I don't see that at all, and I don't see that they should give up the settlements, not even one tiny bit. If they
Excuse me for 2 seconds.
I mean, I just think that they don't give up those settlements. I think that's wrong. And frankly, I think you're going to have, if we see the diminishment of Israel, we see our greatest ally go. We've got to protect Israel.
And this is my, right. My cousin was the first Jewish ambassador under Carter to Austria. He was president of the Joint Distribution Committee, which is like the AID of all Jewish organizations. He said you can't steal somebody's land, and he started to negotiate with the Palestinians. He was absolutely right.
Well, if that was the case, every place in the entire world could say that happened. From the Greeks, from the Romans, from the English, from you name a country that hasn't come over and been conquered. In Mexico, the Spaniards. Now, that just isn't, what are you going to have the Spanish play reparations to every Indian? That's ridiculous. I mean, it's just not going to happen.
And in my opinion, I don't think that reparations work anyway. I just don't. And that's a strategy that's been floated even here in the United States with reparations for African Americans, with reparations for, the native population.
What I see that really disturbs me is the deep-seated anti-Semitism that has conveniently come out over this all over the world that should be very alarming to people who have relatives that served in World War II. It's just disgraceful.
And I understand the fact that this is a complex, I mean, it is a very, very complex issue. And there's no simple solutions, but when you're an outsider and you're looking in, and maybe, and Ellen probably has a lot more insight on this than I do, but it just seems to me as an outsider looking in that there is absolutely no, there's no pleasing Hamas. There's no pleasing that community. I don't believe that they want peace with Israel. I think that Hamas, a large portion of their funding comes from the fight, in my opinion. So I don't think they're going to give that up. And they like the sympathy that they're getting from the world community. And I do agree that there is a lot of anti-Semitism going on. It's alarming, those sentiments that I see, you know, from the world community also. Ellen?
Well, you know, it's easy to say that we should just excuse, you know, get rid of them, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't disagree. I don't like Hamas. Never have, never will. But I also don't like the fact that Israel sometimes acts as the aggressor when they're, and I'm not saying on this case they had to get rid of the tunnels, they need to get rid of the tunnels. And we know the tunnel, unfortunately I know the tunnel traveled too well because it essentially goes from Iran, to North Sudan, not South Sudan where I operate out of, up the Nile to Egypt and across. And that is a big problem and that's gotta be taken care of.
Absolutely, absolutely. One other thing, and this is going to have to be quick. Did you hear, have you seen Todd Stern's piece on the Boy Scout troop that was detained on the Canadian border by U.S. Customs and Border agents and even had a gun pulled on them and were told that it was illegal to take a photograph of a federal facility? Have you guys heard about that story?
I heard about it, but I'm so sick of that. I'm just, you know, really, it'll be real shoulder machismo on Canada, and they won't do anything. They'll go over and drop 700 undocumented aliens over in Tennessee without even telling the governor. The country's split up right now. They really are.
I think so. And Ellen, did you say that you had not heard about this?
I had not, no.
Okay, well basically.
And Ellen hears everything, so that scares me.
That is. Well, Todd Stearns has this piece. And basically these, this Boy Scout troop, you know, they went up to Alaska and they were coming back through and, well, we don't have time for it. I'll develop it later. Listen to the rest of the show. What's on your mind? Thanks, Ellen. Thanks, Blanquita. We will be right back with more. What's on your mind? 855-217-76 extension 2. Keep your ears perked for 80s trivia. We'll be right back right after this.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Folks, you've heard me talk about Chase on the Lake over in Walker, Minnesota, the premier resort and spa on the shores of Leech Lake. And as they've done in the past, Chase on the Lake sets the bar even higher this summer. You know, most premier resorts don't offer very good, if any, specials during the peak summer seasons. Well, listen to this. Now through August, if you book any Sunday night at Chase, you get Monday night free. That's right. A buy one, get one free during the peak of summer. By any Sunday night through August, get Monday night absolutely free. This is Chase on the Lake we're talking about here. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2 and 3 bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, the watercraft rentals, it goes on and on. And if that's not enough, how about this? Get 50% off any spa treatment, good for 2 services per book room any Monday through August. What a deal. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott to get this great deal. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott or call them at 888-CHASE-06 for Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. And tell them Scott sent you.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We are back. We are back on a beautiful, beautiful Monday morning. Normally Mondays are a little touch and go, But after a couple cups of coffee and a brisk walk this morning in this 61 degree weather, and it's July right now, so you gotta love that. Have a brisk little walk in the morning, a cup of Joe, and you're ready to go. Out there in Williston, it is 59 degrees, 54 in Tioga, also 54 in Dickinson and Bismarck, 55, Minot, 55, Devil's Lake, 57, and 59 degrees in Wahpeton. Now, we're gonna get into a little 80s trivia in just a minute, but I also want to make sure that you are aware of the fact that Scott Hannon will be here in the very next segment. He's gonna pick up the last segment of this show and then run with what's on your mind for the rest of the day. We also have a very interesting guest. You know, we've had a lot of requests from the listeners to discuss the problems in the beekeeping industry. So we have someone on, and Scott will be will speak with him. He's done it for over 60 years. He's been in the beekeeping industry for over 60 years. His name is Dale Bauer, and he's from Minnesota. So stay tuned for that. That's in the 10 o'clock hour. We have open phones at 9 o'clock. So, you know, whatever's on your mind, whatever floats your boat, trips your trailer, cheeses your grits, call in, tell us what's on your mind, 855-200-1776, extension 2. And, you know, get your opinion heard. It's all about what's on your mind right now. So, but when I think, and we're gonna, we also like to do the big stories of today, like a couple of the things that are on my mind. A couple of the things that are on my mind are one, that Morehead complex, and I know I go on and on and on about it. You know, I've been on various media platforms. I'm speaking about it, and on my show, the 2 to 5 here on the flag on Flag Family Common Sense Club, I've had many people from both sides of this debate right here in studio, because I think it's a debate that needs to be had, one, and I think that the residents' concerns over there in Morehead are valid. From the beginning of this little dust up, I that's what I said. I said they have valid concerns. Doesn't mean they're anti-homeless. Doesn't mean any of that. Just means that, hey, this is a concern of ours, and we like to be heard on the matter. But in my humble opinion, and I would love to get your opinion, the folks that voiced very valid concerns were pretty much excoriated in the media. They were called unchristian. They were called, you know, everything from prejudice against homeless people to unchristian. And, I mean, it was... I sit and I think about what those residents must be feeling and going through. I mean, on one hand, you got to think that, especially like those two police officers who feel that their voices have effectively been just stifled, because you have two police chiefs that come out and, you know, basically rake them over the coals. But then you also have the residents that stood up and said, hey, you know, there's a problem here, and we need someone to address these concerns. And they were basically told to sit back in the corner and be quiet because they were a bunch of bigots. And that sort of, I just don't think that was productive at all. And we see the way the taint of the media, the effect that it had on the Morehead City Council, because less than a week after they went on their little PR campaign, they reversed the decision. It was once a unanimous decision, and then just a week later, after the media blitz, the PC blitz, you got a split decision, and it goes into Churches United's favor. I don't agree with that. I don't agree that the media should be used like that. Instead of getting the facts out to the folks, they put the spin on it. They want to drive the public opinion. They don't just want to drive it. They want to shape it. They want to shape it. How many stories about the Wilder report has the forum, you know, come out with? How many of those valid concerns have they actually addressed in the forum? They will not. And in my opinion, that's horrible journalism. But there you go. There you go. 80s trivia now. So I want, we're going to have a couple of songs. And if you guess that tune, if you can name that tune, then you will get some gift certificates to Speakeasy. They're having the Back to the 80s night tonight. And it's every Monday, Back to the 80s, awesome menu. And if you can guess the name of this tune, you'll get that gift certificate. Do we have a tune ready to go?
By the record machine. Never been lost, have been about 17. Strong, playing my favorite song. And I could tell it wouldn't be long, it was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long, it was with me, yeah, me.
Wow. Wow. That takes me back. Wow. So if you know the name of that tune, the name and band of that tune, you'll get those Speakeasy gift certificates. 855-217-76. Let's put our extension to, let's put our thinking caps on, our 80s thinking caps. What are they wearing back then? Big fedoras or... teased hair, that sort of thing. I love it. I love that music. So every Monday, 80s night, 80s prices from the 1980s on some of your favorite meals. And if you know the name of that tune, call in 855-217-76, extension 2, Morgan in Fargo. Do you have a name for us?
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
Oh, I can.
Okay, excellent, how's it going?
It's going great.
Awesome, well, it's Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, I Love Rock and Roll.
Absolutely, you are the winner. Are you a big fan of Speakeasy? Do you eat there often?
You know what, I just ate there last Sunday.
Good deal. Yeah, I love the ambiance. I love the food. I love the happy hour. Happy hour is always great for me. Anytime you can get appetizers and a drink or two for, you know, that not cheap, but that inexpensively. It's all good in my book. On today, on Monday, in 1980s, prices, spaghetti for $4. $4.50. I mean, where are you going to go to get that? Think about that. Every Monday, back to the 80s prices on select items at the Speakeasy. Spaghetti, $4. Spare ribs, $9. Ravioli, $7. It's just awesome, and it's great. And if you haven't had a chance to get out there to Speakeasy, you really should. And that's my little pitch. Anything else you want to add, Morgan?
No, just thanks for the great show. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Hang on the line, and my producer will get your info and get those gift certificates out to you. Now, let's try tune number two. We got time for tune number two? Twister. It took me a minute to think about that one. Oh, so if you know that, if you have your thinking cap on and you think you got the name of that tune down, call in 855-217-76. This one wasn't easy. So 855-217-76, extension 2. It's 80s. The theme of the day is 80s. Those are 80s tunes. Every Monday we do the back to the 80s prices on select items at the Speakeasy. And if you can name this tune from the 80s, you'll get some gift certificates to Speakeasy. Speakeasy. And I would, my voice is gone, or I'd be doing the Speakeasy tune, but, and you probably, so that's probably a good thing for you guys. John out in Fargo, you think you have the answer for us?
Hey, Leon, that's which song, the first one or the second one? I know them both. You can go 80s right down the line. I should be able to get them. Love that.
Good
song.
Deal. It's the second one, the second song.
That was Africa by Toto.
Wow. Good one, John. Good. Do you now? It took me a minute or two just to, think about that tune. I was trying, but John, hang on the line. Thanks for calling in and playing the trivia. Mr. Producer in there, we'll get your info and get those tickets out to you. See you at the Speakeasy. Scott Hannon will be here in the next segment. So, tune in for what's on your mind right after this.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Is that Leon Francis great or what? I tell you, he is the best of the best. A good man, and there's darn few of us left, as we say. 11 before the top of the hour. Hey, folks, Scott Hannon here. In the saddle, what's on your mind coming up? Give you a preview in just a moment about that. Had a busy weekend and a fun weekend, a relaxing weekend. It was, our son's 18th birthday on Thursday, and so we had the family celebration today, and that was great fun. And I don't know, it's just impossible not to love the lake. It was not an ideal lake day weather-wise, but sometimes those are okay, too. A little cloudy, a little misty, and you just kind of hang around in the cabin, and so we had a great time. Saturday, I have a new phone. Chris, I've made the switch. I've now upgraded to Steve Jobs' new, most recent brainstorm. So, new phone in my hand, too. So, this dinosaur is going to have to learn how to use a iPhone 5C. I got the cheapo one versus the 4S that I have that has turned into just this slow, you can't believe it kind of deal. So, anyway, that was my weekend. And then O'Reilly, Bill O'Reilly and Dennis Miller. And I saw a lot of our listeners there. Was that ever fun to see all of you there?
want to talk a little bit about that today on the program coming up. And I'd love for our audience, if you were there, just to give me your impressions. Here's my quick takeaway on it, and I'll talk more about this with Todd because I know he's going to ask about it. And that is that Dennis Miller was the star of the show. And that's kind of funny because Bill O'Reilly is the most watched, you know, host on cable television. He's a big deal. But O'Reilly really makes that deal work. Because if it was, Dennis Miller really makes that deal work because if it was just O'Reilly, you know, I'm checked out on a lot of the news. I have to tell you, and that's probably something a talk show host shouldn't say. When I say a lot of the news, the national, the blah, 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 right? The Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, John Boehner, Mitch McConnell. It makes my eyes roll in the back of my head. And all the Obama excuses and the Obamatrons and their excuses, and I'm maxed on it. I tune that out. I really do. And that's why I love What's on Your Mind, because we get a chance to gather the biggest audience in the Northern Plains around the radio every week and just have a conversation. And a lot of times we just talk about what's happening here, the one state in the union that's working. So that's fun, and I enjoy it, and it's quite honestly therapy to get through the Obama years because this is a disaster. And Dennis Miller was the best about that. I mean, he was able to talk about it without it being the blah, 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 which I liked. And he's just very funny. The guy's brilliant. He's really brilliant. He is. So anyway, a neat night. And if you were there, and by the way, congratulations to our winner. We posted that on Facebook on Friday. And it was fun. Actually, my wife opted not to go. We've just had a long week here or so. And so she stayed home with our daughter, Haley, who's going to be in here a little later on today on the program. Maybe I can coax her to going on the radio. But Haley will be hanging out in the office today for the first part of the day. Her sister was on a retreat with some friends from school and our church all weekend long down in the cities. And, of course, Alex stayed at the lake for the birthday. So Maria said, I'll go home with Haley. Why don't you go? So Steve Hallstrom and I, of course, host of Steve Sports Saturday, he was my date. His wife, could take it or leave it, didn't really necessarily want to go. So Steve and I ended up there. We had a great time sitting with James Vetter and his lovely wife and really enjoyed it. In fact, I didn't even get a chance to talk with the Vetters after to see how they enjoyed the show. Hope they did. But a lot of folks there really seemed to enjoy it and were pretty excited about it. And it was good to see a lot of Flag family listeners there from all across the state. That was the best part. So literally every corner of the state was pretty incredible. So anyway, watch your impressions on that today and anything else on your mind. We're going to talk to a real-life beekeeper today on the program. Dale Behan's – or Dale Behan. I know a Dale Behan. We're going to talk to a friend of ours that on the program today that is in the bee business, okay? And we've had some calls of late about the – do I have a printed show sheet here, Chris? Where is my – maybe Leon stole my show sheet. I might need to print another copy of that for me. A little inside baseball for you, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, what was I saying? Oh, a lot of calls about the bee thing. And some of the folks in the bee business believe the GMOs are causing a bit of a problem. And so is that the problem? And then separately from that, we've received some calls about why do beekeepers keep the bees on the side of the road? Some guy I think had gotten stung and he was all upset about that. So anyway, our listeners have requested some answers on the whole beekeeping thing. And Dale Bauer, I said Dale Behan. Dale Behan's a buddy of mine from out in the oil patch, lives in Williston. Dale Bauer is a friend of I don't know Dale. Actually, I know his son, Dan Bauer. And the Bauer Honey folks up in Fertile, Minnesota are Dan and his wife, Rochelle, are good friends of Marie and I. They always invite us to Sioux hockey games. And we go up there and have a great time with their kids and our kids. And so Dale's been in the business for 60 years. And so I'm really looking forward to learning a little bit about the industry and at the same time answering any questions you might have today on the program as well. Outside of that, we'll talk about the O'Reilly thing. We'll talk about a Reuters story that's made the front page of the Forum today, which says Ag Commissioner Race All About Oil, which I would tend to agree, although it says a lot about a supposed, ag in Ryan Taylor right off the ranch wearing the cowboy hat doing the whole shtick, right? And that he wants to talk more about oil than he does about ag. But Reuters, I don't trust out-of-state reporters, honestly. Sorry, full disclosure. And I think we need to do a little fact check on some of the Reuters stuff that we'll talk about today as well. So it's a classic example of how our congressional delegation works. They use their influences with the media to get stories like this written so they can use them during the campaign. They do it well, but we're going to talk about that. 59 in Williston now, 54 in Dick in Tioga, Bismarck's 55, Minot 55, Wahpeton 59, Fargo 61, Grand Forks 61. Going to be a so-so day. We'll talk about that more straight ahead. What's on your mind with your calls?
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Grab a pen and get ready to take down a number for a great deal. Affordable housing in the Bakken, 2 and 3 bedroom homes, Frontier Village, Stanley, North Dakota, west end of town, north of Highway 2, directly across from the Cash Wise, walking distance to school, Stanley, North Dakota. Look for the open house signs. They're open every day now. Or give them a call for an appointment, 701-628-1215. But hurry, 2 and 3 bedroom models, lots of options to choose from, even lakeside lots, 701-628-1215, Frontier Village, Stanley.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.